Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week, we had three posts on sportsmedres.org, that's res.org. The first post reported a study where the authors found that overall, 84% of athletic trainers recommend gradual return to learn, but only 44% of athletic trainers report having a return-to-learn policy after a concussion. The second post described a study where the authors reported that a neuromuscular injury prevention program reduces injuries and healthcare costs among female youth soccer players. Finally, the third post announced the release of the American Orthopedic Society for Sports Medicine's consensus statement on early sport specialization. If we take a closer look at the first post, we see that overall, 84% of athletic trainers recommend a gradual return to learn, but only 44% reported having a return to learn policy after a concussion. Following a concussion, athletic trainers typically recommend complete or situational rest, compared with partial or no cognitive rest. Common academic accommodations were postponed due dates, rest breaks, and partial school attendance. Of the athletic trainers that did not provide return-to-learn recommendations, the rationale for not making these recommendations was lack of school professionals' understanding of concussion, lack of school support, lack of time to monitor or develop, and that it is not their responsibility. Nearly 74% of athletic trainers reported that they feel that they are the primary monitors of health, and 36% report monitoring academic progression. The strongest indicator of the existence of a return-to-learn policy was the athletic trainer's frequency of communication with teachers after an athlete's concussion, where athletic trainers were 1.5 times more likely to have a return-to-learn policy if they communicated frequently with teachers compared with athletic trainers who seldom communicated with teachers. The authors of this study highlight that though many athletic trainers put forth graduated return-to-learn strategies, less than half report actually having a return-to-learn policy. Nearly 74% of athletic trainers report that they are the primary monitor of health, but only about 36% monitor academic progression. The frequency of athletic trainers monitoring academic progression following a concussion seems low. However, counselors and school nurses are typically perceived to support this role. What is concerning is that 21% of athletic trainers report no one is currently monitoring academic progression of an athlete after a concussion. Athletic trainers reported many barriers to implementing return-to-learn policies. Some of the recommendations, such as missing school, may be out of the control of athletic trainers and against school policy. This brings up a very important question. Who is in charge of the athlete's academic progression following a concussion? Teachers are not trained in concussion management, and previous research depicts it may not solely be a physician's responsibility to progress a student athlete academically. The authors of this study point out that schools would benefit from interdisciplinary training on the individualized roles between nurses, teachers, and athletic trainers in return-to-learn process. It seems as though implementing a policy is likely to encourage communication, and that communication isn't predicting having a policy, but rather showing that the policy is in place and being implemented efficiently and effectively. In the meantime, athletic trainers should increase communication with teachers, nurses, and other school professionals to start implementing an interdisciplinary approach to return-to-learn strategy. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week, our most popular post was a special issue of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation Clinics that focused on concussion in sports. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking to get an early start with evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 4 online courses available through Human Kinetics. We'll have websites to these courses, as well as our other posts that are referenced in this podcast on our podcast website. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.